Well, hello, guys. Now, here's a news item that I don't think is very kosher. It's about a male who's 55 years of age and went to Thailand. You know, the land of the smiles. But he said it turned out to be a holiday from hell. And this happened in Pattaya. As you may know, I spent 10 years or more in Thailand. And yes, there are scams. And the police will always favor a Thai against a tourist. But this guy's story starts when he says he just wanted to go for a walk late at night from his hotel. But apparently he walked into a sign or something and knocked it over and damaged it, and two security guards came out. Wouldn't be that he'd been drinking most of the time and then walked into the sign and was drunk. Anyway, apparently he damaged the sign, said he'd pay for it or something, but the police arrived anyway. Sounds to me more like he was being rude and mouthing off, which is not acceptable in Thailand. Apparently they took him to the jail and put him in jail. It's usually what they do if the Falang is drunk. Anyway, after some time, he was eventually released. He had to pay some money for the sign, I guess. But then when he got back to his hotel, the hotel wanted him out of the room as well. I don't know what this guy's not telling us, but he's certainly done something that's really upset the Thais. Because why would they want him out of the hotel room, as the sign he knocked over wasn't even theirs? There's more holes in this story than Swiss cheese. Apparently they called the police and he was arrested again and put in jail. And apparently a lot of his cards were stolen and some of the money he had in the hotel room. Anyway, he eventually got out, not very long he wasn't in there for, and bought an expensive flight home. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Let me know what you think. I think there's quite a few things this person hasn't told us. Let me know, guys. Take it easy.